Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
You know how they say that comparison is a thief of joy? But it can also give you great perspective also. I'm driving around yesterday in my truck, and I just so happen to pass a construction site where there must have been a dozen guys out there. And it was super hot in Georgia yesterday. It's like, I don't know, almost 90 degrees. Humidity to me felt like 90%. You know, they're just sweating it out, and they're just hammering away and doing what construction dudes do. And I thought, to myself, oh yeah. And then on the way home, I saw a couple of students that were part of a moving truck, you know, like struggling college students. Mm-hmm. You ever seen that one? And they're sweating it out also as they're moving furniture into somebody's house. And I thought, oh my God, tomorrow morning I get to go into work and this is what we do for a living.
Oh my God, yeah.
I think about that every single time I pass a job that I'm just like, I don't know how you do that. And they do it dancing and happy most
right.
of the time.
Yeah. I would be absolutely miserable, but here we are in this air-conditioned studio hanging out and doing stupid fart jokes and talking about stupid reality TV shows and getting paid for it.
No, it's literally the greatest. When my friends talk about like going to their real jobs and they're doing their Excel spreadsheets, I'm like, I would literally die.
I know, right?
You sit in a cubicle all day.
I know. And you know, some people are built for that. I'm not ripping on it. It's just not my personality. But there are some times where I walk back into that sales department and it is so quiet and everybody's back there looking at their screens and there's no interaction. I'd last one day in a job like that.
Oh my gosh, yeah. And like for me, I can only handle our coffee machine for so long. I get to go home and at least use my at-home coffee machine. I'm like, oh my God, you have to do this for 8 hours?
I remember one time I drove past a toll booth and the woman, you know, I'm thinking like, wow, you really sit in this like really small occupied space for 8 hours. And she was the happiest person I'd ever met. She was in there dancing. She was like so cheery. Like she changed my mood. She put me in a better mood. And I was just like, teach me how to approach everything in my life just like this.
I feel like when I travel, I get that perspective a lot more. It's early this morning and my brain isn't working quite right yet, but let me try this one. This was years and years and years ago. I was staying in Mexico and I was married at the time and we were staying at a pretty nice resort. And I'll be honest with you, I'm a pretty cheap guy, except when it comes to vacations, I'll overspend for experiences. So we're staying at a pretty nice hotel and we're at a restaurant that overlooks the beach. It's right on the beach. And it's nighttime. So it's like 8:30, 9 o'clock while we're eating dinner. And down the beach, I can't quite make what's happening, but I can see like there's something on four legs that is sort of walking or crawling down the beach, and I can hear a child behind it kind of crying, but I can't make out exactly what it is, right? And at this point, it's probably, I don't know, 50 yards, and I'm still not picking it up. And as he, it turns out, gets closer to me, this dude was in like tidy whitey wet underwear and he was on all fours and he had what looked to be like a plastic bag in his mouth as he is on all fours and he is going down the shoreline and he is catching little itty bitty fish and putting them into this bag that is hanging from his mouth, which was clearly going to be used for bait the next morning. And his child, who must have been 3 or 4 years old, maybe even younger than that, was following him on the beach, was probably tired and probably hungry, but dad had to make a living. So he's on all fours going down the beach trying to find this bait. And I thought of myself at the time, like, I'm never going to complain ever again about what I do for a living, because people get up in the morning and this is their life, man. This is their job, you know?
I feel like I get that perspective every single time I go on vacation. Like, there is nothing that will force you to be grateful and have more gratitude than going on vacation and seeing what people have to do for a daily, for every day, just to make a dollar and to make ends meet. I even remember being on the beach seeing men take seaweed out of the water. And yeah. I was like, that looks like impossible, but they... Sure enough, they sitting there just taking the seaweed out the water, and you sitting on the beach just like enjoying what they're doing, and they seem to be happier than me. I'm like, man, this is good perspective on life.
Now, to be fair, I'm sure there's people that listen to us and go, oh my God, they have to be happy every single day. They have to try and make a joke every single
day. That's not always easy.
I think everyone is just built for different jobs, and so like, well, we might look at a cubicle and go, oh my God, that would literally send me into a bored haze.
Right.
Some people enjoy the consistency and they love what they do, so I think that perspective matters as well.
Yeah, some would say, oh my God, I can't believe they have to watch Secret Lives of Mormon Wives at his age and continue to talk about that.
For
right?
sure.
I do find, you know, when we're talking about traveling and stuff, I think that there is a difference in the United States and other places that you go that don't have all the amenities that we have here. You know, I think that we are so raised in a society that is so money conscious, you got to get by conscious, work first, live second, that when I travel around the country and I see people that appear to me to be so much happier with so much less. Mm-hmm. That's what I love about traveling. I mean, there are families that have literally, what are you going to do at night? You're going to kick a can because they don't even have a soccer ball in the street, and that's what they do, yet they're so happy.
So happy. Like you said, it's exactly that. They are so much happier with so much less, and it just will really cause you to reflect on your life and the things that you consider problems. Like we always say, with Burt's Big Adventure, we mostly have inconveniences, not problems. And when you see a problem, you realize you usually have an inconvenience.
Truth.
Yeah, I remember thinking that was really interesting, talking and meeting with people when I was over in like London and Ireland last year. And like the first question, it's like a knee-jerk reaction for Americans to be like, what do you do? What's your job? Mm-hmm. And they're like, why are you asking me that? Like, this is so, like, this, you have nothing better to talk about? Like, no. Oh, this is our life over here.
Yeah, I think it's a status thing when you ask somebody, what do you do for a living? You're either like making a judgment. I don't know if it's a subconscious thing where you're trying to size them up. But in other parts of the world, that's never asked.
They don't even care.
No, they don't even care.
Just want to talk about life or today or what's right in front of you, being actually in the moment.
And you know what? They're way more interesting than all of us.
Absolutely.
All right, deep thoughts and now superficial thoughts.
The Burt Show.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.